Yes, hello everybody. Today we have Helena Hernandez with us at the podcast, at the Corona podcast. And I'm very happy that she's with us. She's been part of the Urban Art Kids team, for a while. And it's curious to see how she's coping with the whole lockdown situation. So, hi, Helena, how are you?
I'm good. I'm positive, and I'm doing many things to keep myself and my partner in a kind of a cozy situation, because yes, we cannot go out as we used to. So we are dealing with a certain type of life that we didn't have before. So it's been a challenge, but I'm happy.
So do you have like any kind of like morning routine that you're doing?
Well, I started a week ago. The first, I need some to say something important. My friends in Mexico are starting to be at home. I think it started a week ago, and they also experienced the same things I did in the first week, not knowing what to do, having a lack of sleep, being nervous, and worried about not being productive. And I said, that was my tip, and my as a person who did that before and went through that, is not to worry so much about being productive, because your body, your mind, yourself, and your family needs to kind of adapt to the new circumstances. So give time that to happen, because you can't really force yourself into it. If you do it, then it's not going to work out. It's not going to be good. No. So that was one of the things. And then I found a Mexican dietist. She's been like very, very in a way. She gave me a personal diet and a personal routine, so I can also cope with certain things that I was suffering from, lack of sleep. I was really cold sometimes. So all this diet and my routine, also like waking up very early and going to sleep around 9:30, something like that, has helped me a lot. Also with exercises and not having my cell phone at the night, because I turn it out maybe an hour before I go to sleep. So that has also helped me. Yeah, it's very wise. So it's just like keep it outside the room. That's also very, very helpful. Yeah.
I also think for myself, like I really started to put on the news in the evening, you know, the television, like for the Tages team, like at 7 or 8 o'clock. But besides that, I really try not to put it on too much, because it's too much information. I listen in the morning to a podcast from Gabor Steingart. Yeah. It's really good. It's really good interviews. And besides that, I really try to focus on my work as well, because it has not stopped since the corona or the lockdown, you know. So, for me also, before I go to sleep, I do meditation. I got myself like an app. It's called Seven Mind. And it's really working great, because it's about focusing on yourself. It's 10 minutes and you just really can sleep better, because you're more relaxed.
That's the thing that I realized, that if you can't really feel well, then you're not going to be able to have a okay situation in a lockdown. It's like you need to take care of yourself, and then take care, of course, of your family, and then of course communicate with people also outside. My family's all my family's in Mexico, and I communicate.
Yes, how are they doing?
They're starting, because it's a month.
They're behind.
Yeah, behind
the schedule, I guess. Yeah.
So it's not easy. Also because several members of my family, including my mum, she's got diabetes, and it's not easy also to think about this distance, one, and that you can't really do much because you can't really be there physically. And if you're there physically, it's not, you're not doing anything right, because you need to have this distance. No? So even if I was in Mexico, I couldn't go and say hello, you know. We need to keep this distance, because it's also important to take care of our loved ones. I think it was not easy also for me at the beginning of this crisis, because I wasn't so sure how to what extent this was going to be. And that's happening also in Mexico. Like, even my family, they don't really believe this is happening. You know, it's just like, oh, and that's
it's
difficult.
Like a bad, yeah. Like it's a nightmare. You're waking up.
Exactly.
That's also what I felt in the first week. I was like, this is a nightmare.
Which is not waking happening. Up, but, it's like a film.
Yeah, but now after like more than 2 weeks in the lockdown, it's changing, obviously, your how you think about it and how you cope with it. You're adapting, as you said, and you should give it time. And I think routine is something very important.
Super important, yes.
So that's helping a lot to keep on being some kind of productive, because you're still doing things, right? You're creative as well. I know you created a really nice video about how kids or parents deal with kids at home. So
yeah, I'm nice. Trying to do like this. I'm not an expert in infographics, but I did a project 2 years ago about surviving with certain ways of fabricating things or implementing things in your life. And it was meant to be a kind of a manual for people going through a tough situation, not only physically and in the world, but also like emotionally challenged. So I did this and I thought, why shouldn't I just like update things and maybe add things, so I can also communicate via drawing and via certain tips I can give, because that's sometimes it helped me, so why shouldn't I share it? No? So I'm doing that, and also because I think there is a lack of a lack of image in a way that is easy to understand. So we have so many images, but maybe like make them abstract so they're maybe more effective. So that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, it's really nice. We will also have to connect you listeners with this beautiful, little chart or video that Helena did so far. It's nice. It's about families, because I think that's also a special challenge to families which are home and with the kids. They're doing homeschooling and they're can't see also their parents, so like the grandparents. So it's a beautiful little video about that and how to take care of yourself, about getting some extra vitamin D. Actually, that's
very important.
My daughter, because it's really an issue. However, weather is starting to get better, so hopefully, at least you can be more on the balcony now in the near future.
Totally. Hope so.
Yeah, spring is some kind of arriving.
It's very bright now, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, so that's very nice. So what other, now as you can't teach at your with Urban Art Kids and with also your other projects, so what is your creative work at the moment?
I'm working on small clips for my I work at the Young Arts Neukölln in Berlin, and they started a small program. So they give their workers or their teachers some kind of a grant, like a small grant to do small clips for their children, because they have a very wide program. So I'm doing that. And it's very interesting how to set up a kind of class, but with the idea it has to be interesting, it has to be attractive, it has to be thinking about the kids and what would they like to see. So that's been a very nice challenge, because for me it was not easy. I always think about maybe these videos, but in an adult context. So I'm doing that. And, well, of course, drawing. And I'm talking to my friends a lot, which that's very interesting, because before I didn't have time for that. And now I'm talking also to my friends in Mexico, to my friends in other places in the world. And that didn't happen before. So entering a new area, maybe also in the way I communicate with my friends that I didn't do before, no? Because we were apart. So now this is a close situation with people I didn't see for so many years, and I didn't talk to them. So in a way, it's kind of reverting this farness. I like that.
Yeah. We also try, like, we're setting up, just like talking about before you said about family. Yeah. Like, we do also now like a weekly chat with my sister in Barcelona and my parents in Munich. It's super nice, like, to see them and to catch up. So we didn't do that before. So hopefully we can maintain some kind of routines also after the lockdown. That would be great, you know, to be more connected with our friends and to catch up also with the family more in that sense. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's making also my life easier, because I can laugh, I can be happy and catch up with things that we didn't talk about before, no? So yeah, it's a nice thing to do. Yeah.
And how do you cope with like remote working, like really sitting down and concentrating on working?
Well, I'm used to that.
Yeah, right.
I'm so okay. Used to it. Like, that's the thing also with the creative or artistic people. I think they used to concentrate like for hours in things that people would not do. Like, we would spend maybe months doing a certain piece or something, and maybe also stupidly would not eat or do anything else. Now I'm taking care of that, so it's okay. But it's very easy maybe to just like focus and let yourself go and then do that, and for many, many hours. So I am actually quite okay with that. not a challenge.
Yeah, I heard that also before with Julia, who was at this last podcast. She also said It's not an issue because you're used to work by yourself on projects, and you're not so much distracted, because if there would be the normal life, I would say now, ongoing, then you would also always think like, oh, I'm missing something. Yeah. I have to go to meet friends, do things. And this way you really focus on your work. And you're trying to meet your friends in other ways, like you said.
Totally.
Like talking a lot.
What we do, that's very, very nice. Sometimes we gather and draw together online. That's something that we started doing. And how we have a chat and then we draw. So that's also something that maybe in another way we couldn't do, no? Because, the lack of time for other things, no? Like, we do other things, we do productive stuff, we go to work, and now we are, like, maybe giving us ourselves a chance to do other things, like cooking, like learning a new language, like I don't know, so many things that maybe we didn't have the time before. No? I hope we can actually embrace this as well, no? To have time for things. Yeah,
definitely. In that sense, we should, because, well, we don't know how long it will continue. So exactly. It's nice to have some kind of a new hobby and then work on that. I also started baking, or I just did like the Easter decoration yesterday, because my daughter was like, I want to do something, So some handcraft. So we started to gear our little Easter thing. And it's really fun also mm-hmm. to do those kind of things because normally you don't have time for those kind of things.
Exactly.
So that's super nice. Yeah. And we also try now a little bit to make, give parents and kids the opportunity to do creative things with the Urban Art Kids Club. So we'll distribute also some little projects that you're working on mm-hmm. via this platform. And I'm very happy to work on this project. So soon we will, definitely
we will have that,
send out the information to all the parents so they can get a little bit ideas what to do with the kids now for the next upcoming time. So that's great also that you're also part of the project. And wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you.
And we'll definitely...
I hope that we have this platform to share things that we do and share maybe some ideas we have while working with kids. And things, easy things that you can also do at home. I think that's very important, that the parents maybe have some ideas to do with their kids and that you can share some time and make it more, maybe make it cozier. So I'm happy about this. Yeah.
Yes. We'll definitely keep you updated out there, Thanks. Listeners. Thanks, Helena, for joining me today and talking with me about your lockdown experience. And thank you, listeners, everybody. Please stay well, stay at home, be creative. And also please follow this podcast. We're trying to keep this on a weekly basis and listen to us and hope that you join us next week as well. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you very much. And we see each other.
Yes.
Hopefully very soon.
That's for sure. Bye.
Bye.